This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline, new article about participatory democracy in action describes WIP permit negotiations. In an essay for NYU's Democracy Project, David F. Levi, a former federal judge and director emeritus of the Bolsch Judicial Institute at Duke Law, reflected on the negotiations he facilitated in New Mexico about the renewal of the hazardous waste permit for the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant, WIP, a deep geologic repository for a plutonium-contaminated waste generated in the fabrication of nuclear weapons. Judge Levi's essay is entitled, quote, Participatory Democracy in Action, end quote. He wrote, a couple of years ago, I was asked to mediate a dispute between the U.S. Department of Energy, DOE, and the New Mexico Environment Department, NMED, concerning the renewal of a required state permit for DOE's Waste Isolation Pilot Plant, WIP, the nation's only deep underground nuclear waste storage facility located outside of Carlsbad, New Mexico. I thought I could help the two government entities, but quickly came to realize that under the mediation procedures followed by New Mexico, the mediation would also involve citizen groups whose ultimate concurrence was essential to any complete resolution. This was entirely new to me. In this case, there were 7 such citizen groups entitled to participate and representing a variety of points of view. There was one group representing some of the government and business leaders of the town of Carlsbad who favored permit renewal on terms ensuring the continued long-term operation of WIP. There were 6 groups expressing a variety of concerns about nuclear waste coming to New Mexico. They sought a more restrictive permit. To my astonishment, over the course of 4 full days, we worked through the multitude of issues and came to complete agreement. Something magical had happened. Thanks to the goodwill of the DOE and its contractor, the remarkable daily attendance and attentiveness of the NMED secretary, and the measured and well-informed way in which the various citizen groups made their points, we were able to find consensus and craft permit language that was acceptable to everyone. For me as a former judge and mediator, the experience was thrilling. It was an experience of participatory democracy in action that made me proud of our fellow citizens and our government. A government that relies on trust needs this kind of interaction to maintain that trust. It seems our democracy would be strengthened if we could extend the benefits of this kind of participatory structure to other areas of our legal and regulatory systems. This has been the CCNS News Update. To read Judge Levi's full article, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.